Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Salem Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back, and we've got about 1 hour left on air here to raise enough money to stay on your station for the next month. All righty, so now Tony in Massachusetts pledges 100, and Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, thank you. All right, let's see. Okay, Derek's asleep over there, man. He don't have it. All right. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Last night they had really loud applauses, okay? Kenny gave us really loud applauses. Well, what do you say to that, right? Hey, I'll tell you what. Yeah, now that's better. There you go, finally. See, it just takes a little manipulating to maneuver and to, I guess, to encourage them. I don't know. Here. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's reaction to Joe Biden's off-script comment calling Xi, that's his real boss. That's Biden's real boss, the Chinese dictator Xi, is who Biden is working for, folks. We've been trying to tell you this for the longest time. And this is why when Xi says, you keep that border open, we're going to be sending troops over here. We're going to be sending thousands of Chinese nationals. You make sure they get into America, and they're going to be settling next to the military bases. Of course, Joe Biden and Biden says, yes, sir, yes, sir. Then make sure that there's a good supply of young children for child sex trafficking, Joe Biden. Yes, sir. Okay. Joey, now you make sure we're sending a lot of fentanyl over there to the drug cartels, and you make sure that they have a good interest, that they're not hindered. They can bring those drugs in there and kill a couple hundred thousand of those Americans. Yes, sir, Joey will say to his real boss. And that's Xi. But here now, Joey went off script, and somebody asked him if Xi is still a dictator. And he said, well, yeah, that's what, you know, because he's under a different form of government. There you go. Really? Really? Let me ask you this, John McTurner, because you're a pretty smart guy. Is there any difference in the communism we have with Joe Biden in the crime cartel or with Xi in the Chinese?
Well, Biden and the left here, the communists, they're heading that way, Pastor Ernie. I don't think we're quite fully under what the Chinese are with the Communist Party there, but if this isn't stopped and turned around, we're gonna be there, Pastor Ernie.
All righty. Staggering outcome for lawmaker prosecuted for sharing Bible verses. Bob Unruh. This is an article.
Oh, was that in Norway? Did that take place in Norway?
Finland.
Okay, yeah.
A Finnish lawmaker has been cleared again of hate speech claims that were brought against her by a state prosecutor after she posted a Bible verse on social media. The decision came from the Helsinki Court of Appeals, which dismissed the persecutor's claims against Finnish Member of Parliament Päivi Räsänen and Lutheran Bishop Juhana Pohjola. They were cleared earlier in a lower court, but charges were brought against the two a second time at the appeals level. The court ruled that it has no reason on the basis of the evidence received at the main hearing to assess the cases in any respect differently from the district court. So, but here, We have another article here, Joe, or John. Anti-Christian hate crimes, including murder, make collective rise in Europe. You know, and I'll tell you where they're really killing Christians big time is Armenia. In Armenia, they killed like 120,000 Christians in the past year. Did you know that, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. They apparently had trapped them there, and they were under siege, and a lot of them, they were just starving to death, Pastor Ernie.
But do you know who, John? Do you know who's financing that? Who's paying for that, John?
George Soros.
No, John, our government.
Oh, my.
They used to be. Yeah. Yep. Wherever there's a Biden crime family, if there's an evil cause, if it's a wicked cause, just like he was talking about, I was telling you about sending about another $7 billion to Iran. And, of course, what do you think that Iran's going to do with that $7 billion?
They're going to do the same thing Hamas did. In fact, they'll use that money for all types of terrorism throughout the world.
Yep. Celeste in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Celeste. 888. That's right. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, this is, we have, how much time do we have? We have about, we'll be here for 55 more minutes, and that's how much time we have to try to make up for what we had. We did not have a good day yesterday at all, but I praise the good Lord.
I wanted to bring it to your attention. You may not be aware of this, but in Arizona, there was a street preacher out there, and someone came up to him and shot him in the head. And he's in critical condition now in the hospital.
All righty, let me read you this article here. But he's alive, right?
Yeah, his name is Pastor. I think maybe we should offer a prayer for him, Pastor.
Sounds like
Pastor Hans Schmidt.
Why don't you do that right now?
Yeah. Father, we bring this man of God before you. And he was out in the open preaching the gospel. And the gospel is an offense to many, Lord. And he has a family. He has one child and one on the way. So we're asking your blessings. We're asking your healing of this wound in his skull, Lord. This was literally an attempt to kill him. But we're asking in Jesus' name that you'll revive him, Lord. That he will not die from this, but that you will revive him, and he will go on to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I ask that the criminal, cowardly criminal that did this would be caught, and even in this corrupt system, Lord, there be justice for that person. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Very good. All right. Anti-Christian hate crimes, including murders, make collective rise in Europe. Anti-Christian hate crimes in Europe, including arson, vandalism, threats, physical assaults, and even murder, showed a collective increase in 2022. The Observatory on Tolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe has revealed a new report. Well, you don't suppose that's coming from the the wicked, evil Confederacy of the Muslim, the Radical Islam and the Communist Party? They're working hand in hand right here in this country. You're seeing the Communists. This is where all of these simple-minded college kids, that's where on those college campuses, you've got the Communists working with Radical Islam. They're working hand in hand, and they've got these simple-minded, these very simple-minded indoctrinated college kids go out and hate Jews. So this is where it's happening here. The observatory, which is based in Vienna, Austria, has been tracking hate crimes against Christians in Europe over the last decade, highlighted their 2022-23 annual report, a total of 749 documented hate crimes against Christians. In 30 European countries. The crimes include 38 physical assaults, 3 murders, and the observatory documented 519 hate crimes against Christians in Europe. There you go. Now, let me ask John McTurnan, because you write a lot of stuff on prophecy, John. Is that a sign? What is that a sign of, John?
Well, it's really a sign, Pastor Ernie, of the decay of the culture. And look at the inroads that Islam has made in Europe, Pastor Ernie. So Christianity is like receding, and that all what you described is a part of it. And Islam is surging forward. And you can see it now with what happened. Hamas is they have a covenant. And the covenant literally says they're going to obliterate Israel. And they're going to use it with like jihad, which they're going to kill. Literally, it says that. And you have these groups now that Hamas is out in the open. And these, just like you said, these college students are flocking to it, Pastor.
All righty. Breaking, a special counsel investigating Obama, Biden's stolen classified documents scandal, not expected to bring any criminal charges. Now, let me ask you this. Would you say that what Biden has done, the crime family, that what they've done is at least 20 times worse than whatever the legitimate President Donald Trump has been charged with?
All I know, you're talking about the records, right?
Right, right.
There was records, and he had records when he wasn't the president, which is like illegal. The president can declassify anything he wants.
But what if you're a Republican president?
Then the law doesn't mean anything. But Biden had all these records. He had them in his garage. He had them in his house. He had them in, what was it, Pennsylvania, Penn University. He had them in Chinatown. There was some places in Chinatown. I mean, these are all records that he had. Most of them he had probably all of them, because he's only president now. He had no right having. So that's okay. With the attorney general there, apparently that's what they're going to do. They're going to give him a clean bill of health, and they're going to go after Trump. And as the president of the United States, he can declassify anything. He's eligible to do that.
I know that, but unless you are Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay, so special counsel Robert Hur, and I believe Robert Hur is Chinese. And I believe, I'm almost positive, he's a Chinese Communist Party agent for the Chinese Communist Party, working as special counsel in what, remember, they used to call the Justice Department. And do you think that the Justice Department is not correctly named?
Injustice?
Well, anyhow, Robert Hur, a special counsel investigating Joe Obama Biden's stolen classified documents, is not expected to bring any criminal charges, according to the Wall Street Journal. Rather, the special counsel will release a report on the investigation. In other words, he's saying, look, I've got my orders from Merrick Garland. Our job out there is to protect Joe Obama Biden, make sure that these guys don't start talking. If all of this stuff starts coming out, it's going to come right to us. Remember what Hillary said?
Yeah.
Hillary said, if Trump gets in, we're all going to hang. And it's not because they're not guilty. And all of that money, when we keep saying it over and over, we talk about Pandora Papers. We've said it over, and we've said it over, and we've said it over and over. All of the names, or all of that is listed in there, and Trump has those. He knows now all of these people. When all of that billions of dirty money came in, when all of that washed money, when they laundered the money there in Ukraine, New Hampshire, and And all of those heads of government, all of those people in the high places and the different agencies, the ones that got paid off, and you wonder, why do those people in the CIA, why do those people in the FBI, why do those people in the Justice Department, why do they turn on Americans? Why do they turn on their fellow Americans? Well, Solomon said money answers with all things, didn't he?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, bribery. Well, the love of money is the root of all evil. And with money, you can bribe, you can extort people, you can do many, many corrupt things by money. It's power. And Pastor Ernie, that's the way, like Soros, that's how he operates. I mean, with his billions of dollars, he can win by elections of like district attorneys, by elections.
Let me guess, all right? Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is looking for ways to hold ex-persecutor Kim Gardner accountable. Remember, that was the ex-prosecutor there in Missouri and St. Louis, who wanted to bring charges against the people that were being robbed. The people when the white people, this woman is, well, she hates God, she hates Christians, she hates white people. And remember when that family, that man and wife, were defending their own property from the rioters, from the terrorists, she wanted to charge them. She wanted to bring charges against them because they defended their property. This woman is bought and paid for by, she's owned by George E. Soros. She's owned by George E. Soros. And Soros set out a shopping list when he did that. He set it out. He said, go find me. And for some reason, he wanted to find black women. And it seems like they're all overweight, the ones I've seen, but that hate white men. Well, that hate men, period, but especially white men. And that's what he did. He found in these prosecutors. He found them there in New York. He found them there in Atlanta. He found them there in Philadelphia. He found them there in Missouri and St. Louis. He found them wherever they weren't. He would find these. He would put them. He didn't find them. He put them in office. He went and he ran their campaigns for New York. And so that's what's happening. But, you know, would people realize that? I mean, if you didn't have media, social media, like, you know, like us out there to tell the truth, I mean, if they had to be over and over, you know, have the so-called narrative dictated by the deep state, what if there wasn't any people, any of us out there left to tell the truth? Would any truth get out at all?
No. It's, well, Pastor Ernie, it's really being set up to suppress the truth. Whatever is, like, truthful about the government, that's hate speech, that's disinformation. And now they're trying to pass laws where the government is going to be the arbitrator of what's true or not. And that's like, that's fascism. That's exactly one facet of it. So they will never be able to be held accountable, because if you speak the truth about them, then you'll be put in jail, and they'll make it more and more severe. That's exactly what the Nazis did. So these people are following. It's a pattern, Pastor. That's what they're following, the pattern of oppression, stealing the rights of the people, persecuting anyone that dares speak out. That's what they want to do, Pastor. That's their goal. Once they do that, how do you ever break them? How do you ever get them out of power?
Let me read this article here, Joe, or John. He says, what has been a radical left-wing social experiment, according to Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, is over in St. Louis. He said it's time for Attorney Kim Gardner to face the consequences of her actions. On November 14th, Mr. Bailey filed a 53-page report on Ms. Gardner. Well, finally, you know, we have someone that's doing their job. Isn't that something? Like, you have an attorney general, a state attorney general, that's doing their job. Isn't that something? Okay. He goes, Mrs. Gardner's time as St. Louis Circuit Attorney. Ms. Gardner resigned in May under heavy public scrutiny. Ms. Gardner was the first black woman elected in office in charge of prosecuting offenses inside the city limits of St. Louis and began her term in 2017. She bragged about coming to office with a new approach to criminal justice focused on racial equity. In other words, racism. Mr. Bailey said in an interview with the Epoch Times, she bragged about seeking to actively shrink the criminal justice system, and she did by unlawfully refusing to do her job and let the criminals take over the streets. She was working with Kamala Harris to make sure, you know, Kamala Harris said, make sure that those criminals are out, that Black Lives Matter and Antifa are out there to continue to burning and looting. This is pure communism. And, you know, it was an interesting thing, too, today. Judge Jeanine Parro, or whatever, she came out, and she was angry because of that liberal woman that was on there on the Fox News. And she told the truth. Judge Jeanine said she used her sex to get where she's at. And so everybody knows about Kamala Harris, how she got to the White House, huh?
Oh, yeah, Pastor. And it was open. What she did there in San Francisco with that the politician there, Willie Brown, and
yeah,
he pushed her. And, I mean, she went all the way there, really, because she was, what do you call it, Pastor Ernie? She was for sex, really. That's what she got pushed for.
Absolutely. She knew how to, she used, like Judge Jeanine says, she used her sex to get where she's at. All righty.
Pastor Ernie, do you remember a couple years back in Baltimore, there was a district attorney there in Baltimore that went after those cops that were, someone died in a, after they got arrested, but there was no proof at all that the cops did anything wrong, but she went after them and like falsified records and all. Do you remember her?
Vaguely, yeah, but I don't remember her name.
Yeah, she was just found guilty of perjury. Three counts of perjury for that.
Hmm. Yeah, it's the corruption just.
Well, she's another Soros clone.
Why do you think? What is your opinion? Why do you think that Soros picked these black women? How did he find those that hated white people?
I don't know. Maybe there's a big pool, you know, from the colleges they're coming from like that. You know, those are the ones that are getting into the law schools and things. I don't know, Pastor Ernie, but it is definitely, there is definitely racism, like that woman in going after Trump in New York.
Letitia.
Yeah, I mean,
Letitia.
She was a blatant racist.
Oh, absolutely.
She was talking about Washington. There's too many white. What did she say? I mean, it was blatant. It was blatant.
Letitia James. She was.
Yeah, that's.
She
her.
Ran.
That's her.
She ran in that court there with that Ignoron, that Judge Ignoron. They both of them announced before the trial ever started, they both announced that Trump was guilty. Now, what kind of a court, what kind of a judge do you have that comes out before the trial? Is this third world? Is this communist country or what?
Yeah, it was a kangaroo court. But that woman, when she ran for office there, she said that she was going to find something to get Trump on. I mean, that's what she said out in the open. So what kind of a system do we have?
Well, that's exactly what Big Fannie Willis did there in Atlanta.
Yeah. They're not hiding it. I mean, she ran on getting Trump. Like she said, I'll find something to get him for.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, that's the way it is today.
How can the system allow this? You know, I mean, it shows how corrupt it is. The prosecutor that said she'd find anything to get Trump on now is taking him to court. How can it be legitimate after what she said?
Well, there's nothing legitimate about the government anymore. I mean, it is exactly.
It's becoming a farce, and you know that can only go so far, Pastor Ernie. And then the people have had enough.
Let me ask you this: can you think of one lie that these corrupt politicians could tell? That the so-called mainstream media would not back them up, would not say this is the narrative. Can you think of anything? Can you think of any corrupt thing that they could do that NBC, ABC, CBS, if they got the word from Soros, you call that your narrative, that they would not support?
I think they would even back him if there was murder involved. It's so far gone. The media is so far corrupt now that they would even lie for him, to cover for him for murder.
I believe that too, absolutely. In fact, I believe that they've already done that. Okay, Tom and Esther in Illinois pledges 100. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Esther. All right, folks, 888. 281. Now that's a lot better. You see, there you go. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. We have, what time is it? We have about, we're going to be here for another 34 minutes. We have 34 minutes, folks, 34 minutes to get to raise enough tonight. We're doing better tonight than we did last night, but we're still way short of our goal. So anyhow, we got to hear from you if you're going to. And, you know, like I said, you know, what I read tonight, whether we're full or hungry, whether we abound or we're abased, we're going to continue as we have all of these years. We've never, ever stepped down. We've never backed down through thick and thin, through things that are tough, because we really do believe the word of God. I mean, for real. John, have you ever known us to not at any time at all, have you ever known us to compromise the word of God?
Oh, never. Absolutely never, Pastor. Never.
And so, multiple Capitol Police injuries as leftist mob assaults DNC and headquarters. So now, here you have these Democratic Communist Party members, who have been shouting insurrection ever since the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, where that riot was filled with, like you said, dirty cops. It was just filled with dirty cops, where a few hundred people moved beyond the protest, breaking windows and doors and vandalizing halls. Despite evidence that it was a riot, communists have claimed it was an actual insurrection. Oh, it was an insurrection, but it was done by the communists themselves. It was done by Nancy Pelosi. The legitimate president of this United States said, let's bring in the National Guard to prevent this. But that extremely corrupt, treasonous Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, and the others, that corrupt D.C. police chief, and that said, no, we are going to stage. We have Merrick Garland. We have Chris Ray. We're going to stage an insurrection here and blame it on Trump supporters. There you go. Is that what happened, John?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie, but I've got good news for you. This new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Today, he released first batch of January 6th surveillance camera footage.
Wow.
And it's coming back. No insurrection, no riot. That's the one that the FBI wouldn't give up for so long. And then finally, McCarthy, the previous attorney, Speaker of the House, he sat on him.
He sold us down. This is what Gates and all were trying to tell us, that he was going to sell us down, but he did, didn't he?
Well, anyways, they released it.
Praise the Lord.
And apparently, it's wonderful. Here's another comment from it. What's going on? Capitol police officers spotted uncuffing J6 protester who then fist bumps a second man. So all of this is coming out, Fester. All of this, that person they arrested was probably one of their agent provocateurs. And now they're letting him go.
Yep, there you go. Good, I hope he keeps bringing it out. All righty, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away, more to come.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels. So they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
There you go, the very talented and a great, great patriot, Carl Kling. And Carl went home to be home to be with the Lord, whom he really loved, in 2019. But his songs live on. What an artist he was, too. Alrighty, we say, Craig in Michigan pledges 100. And also, Carol in California pledges 100. And Beverly in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we have approximately, let me see what time it is because they didn't turn my clock on in here. We have approximately about 25 minutes left here tonight. John, I'm going to give you ample time, Lord's willing, to do the most important part of the program because you know what we preached on to making your salvation sure. Let me ask you this. If your salvation is not sure, throughout it, what else is going to matter to you? If you die in your sin, how do things go?
They don't go good, Pastor Ernie. And Wednesday, I spoke at a Christian conference in Pakistan. You know, I have that ministry in Pakistan. And there were several hundred of pastors there. I was talking on prophecy, Bible prophecy and all. So at the end, I gave a gospel message, and I gave a call to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and 30 came forward, Pastor Ernie, out of a Christian conference. 30 came forward. I'm happy. They had no assurance of eternal life. They had none.
Well, praise the good Lord. Right out there tonight listening to us, we're coast to coast. Are there people listening to us tonight that really need to make their salvation sure?
Absolutely.
There you go, folks. I'm wondering about the guy on the other side of the glass. I've been working on him for a long time. But, we'll see what happens. We won't give up on him. He may be worth saving. Anyhow.
Well, if he's the descendant from Adam and Eve, he's worth saving, Pastor Ernie.
I can't prove that he's
I might be a descendant of Lilith. Who knows?
All right. There you go. All right. Listen, hey, John, too late. U.S. Army removes COVID vaccine. They've got this big U.S. Army recruiting poster, right? And it says COVID vaccine not required. And up to, listen to this, John. A $50,000 enlistment bonus. This is an amazing thing, John. In an enlistment bonus. When I was in, I think we made, I'm trying to think of how much we were making. It was something like $5,000 a year or something. It was, I can't even remember. It's been so long. But here, $50,000, full or part-time opportunities guaranteed to pay entitlement starting at $1,918 to $2,260 per month, starting at $3,637 for officers, and over $70,000 available for college. The United States Army has removed the COVID-19 vaccine requirement for new recruits. The Army's recruitment challenges have been mounting in recent years, exacerbated by the stringent COVID-19 vaccine mandates that were previously in place. Recruiting has been hampered by the COVID-19 vaccine requirements, as well as increasingly woke military atmosphere where trans soldiers are given special privileges while Christian soldiers were persecuted. Bases host drag shows. Remember we were telling you about Millie and Austin?
And, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I still believe that both of those two, I still believe that the two of them were drag queens, okay? They were promoting it. The last verse in Romans chapter 1 says, those people that promote such things do them themselves, right? And here, and then they were promoting drag queens. And leaders with a history of anti-white statements are hired. Those, again, anti-white, those that are racist, drag queens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin mandated the experimental COVID for all military personnel and like thousands of others in the Department of Defense, DOD. Well, you know what? They refused to get them. The good people, the decent people stood their ground. Now, we have, and I watched, John, can you remember the military recruitment films? I watched Fox News said
with the lesbian on.
Yeah, with a lesbian. They showed the military films for Russia. You had all these special forces guys, I mean, really hard-hitting soldiers, warriors. The same thing for China. And then it comes to our, under Austin and Millie, you had a lesbian saying, come on in and listen, for you transies, you get special rights. And then they can't understand why. Could it possibly be that Austin was there to destroy our military? I mean, that's what he seems to accomplish, right?
I think it is, Pastor Ernie. I mean, they're destroying everything. Biden's policy, isn't it destroying the border?
It's open. We don't have a border anymore. There is no border.
Exactly. Literally, we don't. Biden's policy, what has it done to the economy?
It's destroyed the economy.
Yeah. Biden's policy there, I'm going to say him and the Democrats, what's going on in the big cities, Pastor?
Nothing good.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Now, here's a question. What happened in San Francisco when she came? Biden says, clean that city up. My boss is coming, right? When she came, all of these homeless people out there, they got rid of them. They took their tents down. They had to clean up all of the, you know, their waste that they, you know, the human waste on the sidewalks and everything. But all of these people disappeared. Where do you think they went, John?
Where did they go?
They're claiming that they put them up in temporary shelters someplace, but nobody seems to know where they're at, huh?
Yeah, they literally disappeared.
That happens quite often in communist countries, and do you suppose that, nowadays, you know what we're living in? All right, Craig in Michigan pledges 100, Carol in California pledges 100, and Bruce in Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, we got approximately $20 left, 20, not dollars, 20 minutes left here tonight. And so the phone lines are open at 888-677-96. Can we finish strong? Can we get people to match our $1,000 that we did? The two pledges for $1,000. Can we get someone to match those? All righty. Let me see. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And so here, Navy SEAL, who spoke, John, listen, for parental rights. This is by World News Daily. A Navy SEAL who spoke for parental rights at a school board gets probed for extremist ties. I'd like to talk to Chris Ray about this one, huh?
That's what I'm saying, Pastor Ernie. It's a never-ending... I mean, just think of that. A mom going to a school board, or you know, in this case here, this wasn't the mom. This guy was Special Forces, right?
Yeah, he's a Navy SEAL.
And he was standing up for what was taking place in the school?
Yep. Chief Special Warfare Operator Bruce Henson, who goes by the name Ben Richards, become a known figure in his community for participating in parental rights protest and speaking against lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers indoctrination at the school board and the city council meetings. Military.com reported, a local photographer began compiling photos and videos of Henson standing with the Proud Boys and members and documenting allegations of verbal harassment. He currently under investigation for participating with or supporting extremist causes. Yeah, school boards, man. Ooh, school boards, right? A Navy spokesman, Commander Ben Tisdale, told military.com. There you go. You know, this is just amazing. While sailors are always allowed to exercise their rights to freedom of speech and assembly if they follow the law and policy restrictions, participation with hate or extremist group of any kind is contradictory to the core values of the Navy and is not tolerated by the special warfare, Tisdale told the outlet. I tell you, I would never today encourage, you know, one of my children to join the military today. I just wouldn't do it. Well, what they've done to our military, it's, you know, America, we were great because we were good, and it's really what they've done. They've made it everything dirty, haven't they? The communists.
They have said dirty. The Bible calls it being defiled and committing abominations. Our land is defiled by what they're doing.
Well, here's more. New Jersey is sued for secretly harvesting blood from newborns without consent from their parents. The Institute of Justice has filed a lawsuit against the state of New Jersey alleging that a secret government program is allowing for the harvesting and saving of newborn blood without the knowledge or consent of the baby's parents. Whenever a child is born in New Jersey, the state government can collect and use DNA from the blood samples for any reason without informed consent from parents. The case charges that the state in law in New Jersey currently requires that whenever a baby is born, its blood must be collected and tested for various diseases, a policy similar to what other states require. But after the testing is over, New Jersey's Department of Health keeps the leftover blood for 23 years. IJ warns about differentiates New Jersey newborn blood testing policies from other states. I mean, there's nothing that you can't trust the government with anything at all, can you?
Right, yes, sir. That's what it's come down to. There's a very big break, a very big chasm between a huge percentage of the population and the federal government. Now, I live in Texas, and I don't have that that feeling of animosity towards the Texas government. There are things, they got rhinos in there and things like that, but basically I'm happy with the Texas. Now, you take that and you look at the federal government, and it's loathsome. They're loathsome, Pastor.
They are. The quickest way to teach what peace isn't and tolerance is among conservatives is to minimize Veterans Day at our kids' schools. That is exactly what elementary school in Washington State is finding out. Benjamin Rush Elementary is Redmond decided to forego the annual Veterans Day assembly, according to Jason Rantz of KTTH AM in Seattle. Instead, school officials thought they'd replace it with something more current of their consistent with their actions. They decided to hold a peace assembly on November 15th to honor International Day of Tolerance, with an International Day of Tolerance sponsored by the UN Educational Scientific Cultural Organizations. I would pull my child, first of all, my child would never be in that school to belong to, you know. You know why? Because I love my kids. And I would never put my children in a school that would, like that, a public school like that.
Yes, Ernie?
Yeah. How much time do I have over there now? Wake up, wake up. You, John,
yeah.
You got to give the invitation right now, and I'll give you a minute warning.
Okay. Well, folks, I follow the news very closely, and I blog every day, keeping up the followers right on the cutting edge of really good information. And what's coming up now since COVID is the brokenness of the American people. I mean, test after study after study after study is great loneliness, great like mourning and sorrow, fear, and that's showing up in drugs, taking drugs, self-medication, overdosing, suicide. There's a big void in America I look at those college students going with Hamas, and they're looking for, they're empty inside. They're looking for something to belong to. So the key, the very thing to belong to is Jesus Christ and hearts healed. So not only does God want to save our soul and have assurance of it, know that you have eternal life, no guess, and then he wants to fill our hearts, heal our hearts, fill our hearts with joy, love, peace, power. That's God's promise in his word. So, you know, you may be listening out there and have great fear, great sorrow, great loneliness, and God wants to fill that void. The only way that void can be filled, the real way it can be filled, through faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then having God heal your broken heart. So the first step has to be salvation in Jesus Christ. There's no other way but salvation through him. That involves repentance of sin and turning to Christ and believing that God the Father sent Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, to die on the cross. He was sinless, to die on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin, and then bodily raised from the dead 3 days later. That's the gospel, folks. But the key is repentance and trusting Christ, and God will forgive you. You will have assurance of eternal life according to his word. And then to have the broken hearts dealt with, to have fear removed, have depression removed, loneliness removed. Jesus promised that he would send us the Comforter. That's the Holy Spirit that can heal our hearts. So the way it's done, it's a confession from your heart with repentance that you want Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that repentance and wanting him in your heart shows the
real... 1 minute, John.
Thank you, Pastor. That shows the real faith that has eternal life. Now, I'm going to pray a prayer for salvation, and then I'm going to pray a prayer for healing the broken heart. Father, we have all the listeners before you, and in this ministry, Pastor Ernie, myself, and others, we want every single one of our listeners to have assurance of eternal life. We don't want anyone to be missed. And it's done by confessing, repenting and confessing. So it's a prayer like this. God, I repent of my sin. I believe that you sent Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God without sin, to shed his blood to pay the penalty for my sin on the cross. And I believe he bodily rose again the third day. And because of that, what Jesus did, I have assurance of eternal life to be in heaven with you and you as my Father. And I'm asking now, Lord, that you heal the broken hearts, anyone suffering from loneliness, that you fill their heart with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, anyone with fear, that you fill their hearts with peace.
Amen. But we are out of time for tonight, so thanks, Jen. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.voiceofthechristianresistance.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.